Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Can you imagine Jesus Christ coming during that time, preaching the truth? What did they do with the truth? What did the world do with the truth? Killed them, right? Because truth exposes darkness. And whenever you are standing for God's word, you will suffer affliction. I'm pretty sure you could tell me a story when you stood on God's word and got abused for it. You ever been there? I know me and my wife get into it sometimes. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that because of this. You are funny, Daddy. You don't have no fun. And I told her one time, if fun doesn't include Jesus, you're right. I don't have any fun. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy, to be instant, in season and out of season. Just because it's the holiday season don't mean we take a break from God. Just as because of the holiday season don't mean we take a break from telling people about Jesus Christ. Preach the word is what he's saying here. He's charging them. And he said, oh, Timothy. Now, I want you to get this. Paul is in a prison about to die. He knows he's going to die. But yet he is encouraging Timothy to stand up and preach God's word and endure afflictions. I'm here to tell you, folks, when you're doing God's word, afflictions will come. Now, listen to what he tells them to do. He told them to watch. He told them to endure because it's going to come. So he's preparing them. And then he tells them to do the work of an evangelist. Well, what is the work of an evangelist? To preach the word. Man, Paul was really giving this guy a charge here. And I want you to know that this charge was just not to Timothy. It was to us as well. How many times did you ever stand for right, even in the church, and you was persecuted? But what has happened is, whenever we see wrong in the church, we don't stand. We are silent. Evil triumphs when good men say nothing. And then we'll keep our mouth shut, get the phone and start spreading. Instead of standing up for Christ. We are afraid to be singled out. We're marked as a troublemaker. But let me ask you a question. Are you afraid of men? Or are you afraid of God? Are you concerned more about your reputation than God's reputation? That's what we talked about last week. The glory of God. Will you stand for Christ? This is all that Paul is telling Timothy here. And it's getting good here. And we'll get to the end here. The next thing is, he says, make full proof of thy ministry. I wanted you to know this, that everybody that's in the body of Christ has a ministry. And are you making full proof of your ministry? Or are you letting it die on the wayside? Because you refuse to stand up for Jesus. Paul is telling Timothy that he has been through many things, shipwreck, imprisonments, beatings, but yet he is encouraging him, charging him to go forth and preach God's word. As I have three boys and all of them not doing things right the way God would have them to do, but I was encouraged.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.